Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bounce with me, bounce with me.
About 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. What?
No, every time I hear a Ja Rule song, I just think about how my family always, they prank me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They did the TikTok thing, if you want to go to a Ja Rule concert. Yeah, which sucks. Like, if your concert's reaction is a TikTok challenge, that's just a real indicator of kind of where you're at.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Bill Bender joins us right now. I don't know what his feelings are on Ja Rule or otherwise. We're probably just going to talk to him about college football. From the Sporting News, Bill, how are you?
What's up, Coach?
Oh, hey, I'm doing well. I was dancing a little bit to that play-in, so it still got it a little bit for us 90s kids. It was nice.
Hey, there Coach, hey, Bill, how did Baby Girls team do this year?
Hey, we did all right, man. We're getting ready to get into fall season. You know, I got a son that's a freshman. He's going to play basketball. I got a daughter that's getting into volleyball season. So it's, as you guys know, it never ends. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, with college football after the AP pool, I'm pretty much in season mode now.
Yeah. I mean, that one of the many signs we always talk about, we're sitting there at SEC Media Days like this. I mean, we're here now. We're talking about football. We talk about football every day anyway, but now we're going to talk about practice at least and get new audio bites from guys, and sometimes we'll have polls. What did you think about the AP poll, Texas being number one and on down from there?
I think Georgia's probably the least talked about SEC champion I can ever remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll lead off with that. I've probably spent the least time talking about them among, you know, Texas with Arch or Ohio State, this Ohio State Penn State thing, where I would have Ohio State over Penn State, but I'm a guy that's like, I need to see Penn State beat Ohio State. They might be better on paper, but they haven't beat Ohio State since 2016. So you got to go out on the field and do it. And then, you know, the Clemson, Notre Dame, I don't know about you guys. I think the cutoff point for true national championship contenders, in my opinion, is probably that, are you going to put LSU in or not? And we'll find out when they play Clemson in week one.
Bill, why is it, and we talk about it a lot, and excuse me, why is it that Georgia has been talked about so little?
I think it's a combination of a few things. You know, new quarterback, some uncertainty around Gunnar Stockton, even though I thought he played reasonably well in the bowl game. Maybe they don't have, like I was thinking about it. They've got guys on the All-American team, like Bolden and some others. You have Brazier at running back. But there's not that, like, name that we can latch on to. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing, and I don't have any source on this, but I'm guessing Kirby's using all of that behind closed doors to tell them that nobody believes in Georgia this year, and how could we ever do it? Their schedule is a little easier this year too. That'll help.
Is that you went how far down you? We did this a little bit earlier in the show. Actually, it's funny that you bring it up. How far down you go in the preseason rankings for teams that you can make a national championship argument for? You said, I mean, obviously Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia. Notre Dame, Oregon. Like, how far down the list can you go?
I stop at LSU.
Okay.
I think that's where I would stop. Like, I'm putting LSU in there.
Sure.
Because if they win in week one, we're going to be like, wow, you know, Brian Kelly's got it figured out. You know, I'll put Notre Dame, Clemson, Oregon in there. And then after that, I don't think anybody's really capable. Notre Dame's really interesting because they got a quarterback battle with Minshew and Carr, and I think Marcus has got that rolling. Like, they're not going to get worse. They're going to get better each year. And, you know, you got to figure out that quarterback position. And the hard part for them is the first 2 weeks or first 3 weeks. You know, they got a bye. You're playing Miami. You're playing A&M. They're two toughest games of their first two games.
But what do you think about Bama? Because we were just talking before we got you on. There was a list coming out of top coaches, and Kalen DeBoer was 7. I was talking to Buck. I was like, "It's because we know that, you know, Alabama's definitely a top 10 job, but is he a top 10 coach?"
Well, I think the pressure's on this year. You know, you can't play on the road. You know what they took for granted at Alabama was what happened last year, is how for years Nick Saban dominated on the road too. Right, he didn't lose that Vanderbilt game. He wouldn't, you know, he dominated Tennessee with the exception of that last one on the road. He, you know, Oklahoma was a dud that kept them out of the playoff. So, you know, for Alabama, I think it starts with playing better on the road. And what a game in week one against Florida State. You want to talk about a fan base that is going to be miserable. Wait and see who loses that Alabama-Florida State game, because they are going to want that coach. You know what I'm going to write on Monday?
True.
Who just fill in blank on hot seat after losing that game.
Right.
Now, that's a great point because, and I mean, Norvell got the big raise.
Yes.
When the Alabama job was open too, so there's kind of that tie in there. Yeah, that's a great point. Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News, talking some college football as we look ahead to the games just a couple of weeks away. Ryan Day had a really interesting year last year, obviously winning the national championship, but also losing to Michigan and all the angst surrounding that. So when I ask you who is this year's Ryan Day, I mean, who wins enough to keep the Wolves away that maybe right now needs to?
I think Brent Venables. I do. But it really hinges on, it's funny, it hinges on the Michigan game in week two. If they lose to Michigan at home, and then it just spirals out of control in the SEC, it could get very bad for Venables. But, you know, I know that there was news with John Mateer this week, and I don't know if we have enough time to get into Venmo, how we label our Venmo transactions, but he could do better at that at least.
Yeah.
You know, he's really talented, and Jaden Nott's really talented. And I think if that offense gets going, they could be that team. The other one that popped in my head as you said it, I don't know if I can go all the way in on it, is Hugh Freeze and Auburn. I do think they're going to be a little bit better.
What about who's going to be your Indiana this year? We're trying to figure out a team that, you know, is off the radar that can come in and make some noise like they did last year.
Well, I can't say Illinois, right? Illinois is ranked too high,
right? Right.
But I do think
right.
they're that team in the Big Ten that could do that. You know, Warren, my editor, I'll tell you, I can't take credit for what my editor says, Elliot Ponnell. He likes Washington. You know, think about Washington.
Oh, and I like
Williams.
Elliot.
Oh, God, he is made.
I like
name.
Elliot. I'm a UW grad.
Well, I'm not catering to the crowd here, yeah. But, you know, DeMont played pretty well at the end of last year. They got a favorable schedule. They do play, you know, one of the things you'll learn that we always do with Big Ten schedule, we always look at who has to play Ohio State and Michigan every year. And they do that, but they get the Buckeyes at home. And, you know, I think Jed Fish is, proven track record with quarterbacks, they could be interesting as a team that could slide into that second tier that's definitely off the radar.
They're definitely off the radar.
I mean, he got his UW shirt on.
I got
now.
My shirt on right now. And even I am having a hard time making that kind of argument, but I love it. I love that somebody else is. You know who mine was? And I'll just run this by you because you're our college football expert. Utah. I just think Kyle Whittingham is too good of a coach, and they got that fun transfer quarterback, and they got a great offensive line. Like, it also kind of feels like Whittingham is near the end of his tenure, so maybe it's kind of a go-out-on-top kind of situation, but I like Utah to be one of those dark horse teams.
I agree with that, too. You know, I talked to their radio guys yesterday, and there is some excitement around them. Devin Dampier is going to be a pretty good quarterback for them, and they didn't have the quarterback correct last year. I know Cam Rising was hurt, and they were bouncing between guys. It just never clicked for them. And they could absolutely bounce back in the Big 12. That's a great call of a team that, you know, maybe not ranked but should be. I don't know if you guys saw, we did release our 1 to 136 at Sporting News today. We ranked all 136 teams. It's an impossible task. But I always love the one, like, I got a text from a friend immediately. It's like, you had Kentucky too low. I was like, come on, man. Like, come on.
We got to rank all of them.
I rank all of them, and we do the best we can. We have a lot of fun with it.
Real quick, Bill, Texas Tech, are they going to be able to buy themselves into a playoff position?
We're going to find out. I think they're another intriguing team. Baron Morton coming back at quarterback. Obviously, it's put a ton of money into the program, which makes that – it feels a little bit like Oklahoma State in the BCS era when they had a couple of those teams that you're like, man, they might actually do it. Right. And they had the bad loss at Iowa State. But certainly keep an eye on him, them. Don't ask me to pick a Big 12 champion. I have no clue. That conference is so wide open and everybody's about the same that it's going to be a lot of fun to figure out who wins that conference.
Yeah, Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bill Bender there, Sporting News, always great info. And he's right. The Big 12's crazy.
It is.
And it was crazy last year, too.
Yeah, how Arizona State ended winning because you had Colorado. They had that bad loss.
Yeah.
You remember D.I. came with Lita? Then Iowa State, them. I mean,
BYU was right there. Arizona State won 6 of their 7 one-score games in conference.
Yeah, you want to wait to pick it?
Pick what?
The winner.
Of the Big 12?
Yeah, who you think?
Yeah, let's wait.
All right, wait.
Let's wait. I'm picking Utah.
You gotta pick Utah.
But we can wait.
We can wait.
We don't have to do it right now.
Because I love Utah, but if something always goes wrong.
Guess the last couple
injury.
Years.
It's always
Cam Rising.
But the thing about
it is, he's 37 years old playing quarterback.
What I mean, he's been there forever.
Not
that's
anymore.
Why it always seems it was something going wrong.
Medical retirement. Cam, he's on the coaching staff probably, on the broadcast
GA
or something.
I
don't know. Okay, so they ranked 1 through 136, right? So
yes.
Texas 1, Kent State 136.
Yes.
Do you know who? You don't know, but guess who's 135? I would have never known this.
Bowling Green.
Close. They're local. They're a local team.
Oh, really? Georgia State?
Mm-mm.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas State?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They got the Owls 135.
Okay.
The disrespect. Bill Bender and his Sporting News cronies sleeping on the Owls. That's going on the bulletin board. I can guarantee it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.